Hachette Audio presents The Brass Verdict by Michael Connelly, read by Peter Giles. In memory of Terry Hansen and Frank Morgan. Part 1. Rope-a-dope, 1992. Everybody lies. Cops lie. Lawyers lie. Witnesses lie. The victims lie. A trial is a contest of lies, and everybody in the courtroom knows this. The judge knows this. Even the jury knows this. They come into the building knowing they will be lied to. They take their seats in the box and agree to be lied to. The trick, if you're sitting at the defense table, is to be patient, to wait, not for just any lie, but for the one you can grab onto and forge like hot iron into a sharpened blade. You then use that blade to rip the case open and spill its guts out on the floor. That's my job, to forge the blade, to sharpen it, to use it without mercy or conscience, to be the truth in a place where everybody lies. I was in the fourth day of trial in Department 109 in the downtown criminal courts building when I got the lie that became the blade that ripped the case open. My client, Barnett Woodson, was riding two murder charges all the way to the steel gray room in San Quentin, where they serve you Jesus juice direct through the arm. Woodson, a 27-year-old drug dealer from Compton, was accused of robbing and killing two college students from Westwood. They had wanted